He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. It's February 20th, and we are on episode 145. Thank you so much for tuning in. I definitely do appreciate it. We are now heard on 169 countries around the world, almost at that 170 mark. I looked through those countries. I don't know where half of them are, but it's fun. So thank you so much, because I wouldn't be there without you. Today we have I'm going to try to make it a short episode, but we have a lot of stuff to cover, so strap in. It's going to be an interesting show. I actually have two gadgets today, and they're both very cool, and they're both LED-related, and I'm energy conscious now, and I like the LED lights, and you're going to see a lot of that technology all over the place. You're already seeing it, and the prices have come way down, and the Gadget Professor predicts that they're going to actually come down a lot further, probably half of what they are maybe a year from now. So stay tuned. You'll see some interesting stuff that you can use in your home. Well, we are on episode 145. Let's just get through this. It's real easy. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, we come out every Thursday evening, Arizona time, somewhere between 7 and 10 o'clock. I actually come up with a new episode every Thursday. You can go to my gadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com page, and you can watch the episode there. You can get me on iTunes, which a lot of people do, the Boxy Box, the Roku Box. We're pretty much on every glass surface that's out there. Anything that can receive the internet, you can receive the Gadget Professor show. Go to the Gadget Professor, thegadgetprofessor.com webpage. Scroll down halfway. You'll see a newsletter button. Just click that. Put in your email. You want to do that because what that will do is every Thursday evening, as soon as a new episode is posted, you will immediately get the show notes. And what are the show notes? Very simply, they're an email to you that have all the URLs, everything that we talked about on every new show, highlighted, so you just click it and it will take you to that link. And it's great to have for archival purposes, and also when you listen to the episode, you don't have to write everything down. So take advantage of that. It's totally free. I don't use your email. I don't annoy you. Just every Thursday night you'll get the blast. You can also follow us on Facebook page. I just posted a bunch of new pictures from CES and some other crazy things. Catch out this violinist, this rock and roll violinist that was at CES. They have a cool video of that. And certainly you can follow me on the Rebel Mouse page, which I really like. That's rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. And really, if you want to get in touch with me, I'm available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Email me whatever you want, suggestions for a show, but you can reach me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you want to follow me at Twitter, it's @gadgetprofessor, @gadgetprofessor. We tweet several hundred times a day at this point, I think. And what happens is you can take those tweets, if you want to see visually what they look like, just go to the Rebel Mouse /gadgetprofessor page. And when you go to that page, every 15 minutes this page updates with all kinds of new gadgets that are out, not only from the electronic and photography world, but just any kind of gadgets that's out there, and this constantly changes. I look at this page a couple times a day just so I can see what's coming out, and it's a very cool page. Check out that Rebel Mouse page and follow me there. Well, let's get right into it. This morning I woke up, and I read the Arizona Republic, and I read it twice because it got me really excited, and not much gets the Gadget Professor excited, but this got me very excited. Lightning fast internet from Google may come to Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Tempe. And right now we're coming to you from the studios in Scottsdale, Arizona. And as I read the article, boy, it brought a big smile to my face. Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Tempe could be hooked up to an advanced super fast fiber optic internet network under the plan unveiled Wednesday by Google. Wow, that is so cool. So let's just get right to it. The residents are going to be charged $70 a month, which is high, $70 a month for an internet connection service, and $120 a month for internet with HD TV service. That's not too bad, but I will tell you what, if the internet comes to town from Google, I am going to be on it. Now, this is why I'm going to be on it. you're going to get gigabit speeds, and essentially a gigabit is about 100 times faster than the standard broadband service. And essentially what this will do is, let's see here, internet speeds are measured on how many bits of data move along the network per second. The U.S. average is 9.8 megabits per second, ranking ninth. We're ninth globally. And according to Akamai, South Korea, Japan, and Hong Kong are the top three countries in the world for speed of delivery of the internet. Now, what's going to be so cool about this is, let's see here, the speed they're going to report is a gigabit is about 100 times faster than the standard broadband service. That's what you typically get. Google said downloading a movie, which is a gigabit, with its gigabit network, takes about 7 seconds. 7 seconds compared to a download time of 11 minutes for the broadband speed. So you're going to get a speed of 10 megabits per second opposed to 100 times faster with the Google fiber optic. Wow, that's really cool. And actually, it goes beyond that. It's going to be a game changer because it's going to force all the other internet providers to compete. And they're so far behind. They're 10 times behind the eight ball right out of the chute. And it will attract, I think, a lot of businesses to the area just for that pipe alone, because it's so fast you can accomplish so much more. And teleconferencing and all those types of things, large files over the internet, is going to really be split-second time. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's not going to happen overnight, but it is exciting. Now, I think we have a regular feature here. Who's been hacked and how? This one really it irked me. But Target was actually warned of the vulnerabilities before the data breach. Their security people actually sent them a letter, and their security staff raised concerns about the vulnerabilities at the retailer's payment card system at least 2 months before they were actually hacked, and 40 million credit cards and debit card numbers were stolen. So, you know, when this is revealed and they were actually warned, it's just outrageous. And certainly Target's bending backwards now to try to create, you know, create an atmosphere where they're, you know, where they're on top of it and they're this and that. They're not on top of it. They had a 2 month warning, so shame on them. Next of all, we have a Kickstarter, which is a great site, a crowdfunding site. Kickstarter was hacked, and the CEO urges everybody to change passwords. Now, certainly, you take a site like Kickstarter, and they're very knowledgeable on, you know, the web HTML techniques and security techniques. They've even been hacked. So, you know, it's everybody's going to be hacked or has been hacked is the way I'm feeling about this now. Here's a beauty for you. Silk Road 2 loses $2.7 million in bitcoins in an alleged hack. The anonymous online marketplace Silk Road 2 says it has been hacked, resulting in the loss of all its customers' bitcoins. If you don't know what bitcoins is, I'm not going to get into it now. Just Google it. They're trying to push that as a currency that has no affiliation to any country. I think it's got a long way to go. But man, I would be a little upset if I had a couple hundred or $1,000 in bitcoins and I woke up in the morning and it was all gone. So this is a real pain in the neck. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful. That's why I always say, build your own cloud. Get your own hard drive with the RAID configuration. I'll probably do an episode on it in the next month or so again as to how to build your own cloud. It is so easy. It is so cheap. There's no excuse why you shouldn't have your own storage system that no one knows exists except you and maybe your wife or whoever, and you're not going to get hacked. So here is a YouTube video that I'm not going to run, but if you need some comic relief, this is the video to check out. It's called Pumpcast News, and there's two parts, part one and part two. This was actually up on the Jay Leno show, but essentially what they do is they have someone in the cameras above the gas pump, and they actually talk to you as you're pumping the gas. Well, this is one of the funniest ones I've seen, and they essentially will pay for your tank of gas if you can do something. Sing, dance, act, tell a joke, a story, whatever it may be. And this guy, excuse me one second, pardon me, this guy actually could sing, and he said he does karaoke, and it's hysterical. And then you can go on and watch part two. I'll have it in the show notes. They actually ended up appearing on the Jay Leno show, and these guys could sing. It is so funny, and I thought I'd mention that because everybody needs some comic relief. I know I do. So speaking of Google, Google made a move that's going to, I think, be huge throughout the internet industry, throughout the world, actually. And what they did is they acquired this Israeli company, and the Israelis, boy, they got some cool technology. I mean, they are really, really cool innovators, very bright people. Google has acquired a company called Slick Login, and this move can make signing into your Google accounts and probably other accounts very easy. This is a two-step verification where you're actually entering your username and password, and then Google sends a numeral code via text, a voice call with its own app that you will have, and you'll actually enter that code in your voice and you're done. So that even if someone has your username and password, if it's not you who's saying it, you're not going to get logged in. So that's very, very cool. And again, this will be in the show notes. And I think you're going to see a lot of security changes using this technology. My only question is, and I don't know because I've never tried it, it's not out to try yet with Google anyway, is that if you have a cold or laryngitis, obviously your voice quality, your voice waveform will not be the same. And I don't know if they have a way around that, or if there's another mechanism that you have a double password or something in the case that you can't speak or whatever. So it will be an interesting new technological development to keep our eyes on. Now, here's another piece of Google news that you may or may not be aware of, but when you sign into your Google account or Google Plus or whatever it may be, and you sign that I accept the agreement, in that agreement, you probably don't know this, but you've actually agreed to endorse any product that they feel that you bought or were looking at. They could say, like, the Gadget Professor likes, you know, Bose speakers or whatever. Now, you've actually signed that agreement, and you know how these agreements are. They're pages and pages and pages. You don't read them. But I'm telling you now that it's in there, and you can Google this and find out for yourself. It's called shared endorsements. And you automatically are opted into it when you sign up. You don't know this probably. But if you do not want to be signed up to it, you have to basically opt out. So the way you do that is you can Google shared endorsements, or you can just click the hot link page. But you're in control. Your content is only shared when you choose. And shared endorsements don't impact who can see your content or your activity. To help your friends and others find cool stuff online, your activities such as reviews, things that you plus, follow, share, etc., may be used along with your name and photo in commercial or other promotional context. This is old news. This has been going on for a while. A lot of people still don't realize it. When it comes to the shared endorsements and ads, you can choose whether your name and photo may be used to help your friends find your stuff and love or avoid stuff you don't like. You can control this with the settings at the bottom of this page. The name, photo shown in the shared endorsements are public, are part of your public profile name and photo that you have chosen on Google. So they make it sound like it's very easy, but what they don't tell you, you've automatically signed up to it when you accepted their agreement, and 99% of the population doesn't even know that they've done that. So you go to this page, and you'll notice here that it says, based on my activity, Google may show my name and profile in shared endorsements, and you click save. So what you do is essentially you unclick that, and now you save that, and yeah, I'm sure, and that's the end of that. So check that out, because it's annoying. In fact, Dr. Oz, all the time on his television show, not that I watch it, but I've seen him do this, says right off the bat, if you see products using my name, my picture, you're saying that I sanctioned a product, don't believe it, it's not true, they're doing it illegally. You know, as the Gadget Professor, I review a lot of items, obviously, so I don't want my name associated with something that I didn't review or something that I didn't like or that I did like. If you watch the show, then you'll get the information firsthand. So check out your endorsements page on the Google, and you'll see if you're checked in or not. I'll bet you are. Here's a great piece of free software called business-cardstemplatesfree.com. This is totally free, and it gives you a variety of templates that are actually pretty good that you can design and print out your own business cards, and you can actually take the file and bring it to a print shop if you want, or you can buy the cards in these pre-packaged business card photo packs, if you will, and just put them in your printer and print away. But this allows you to do some really cool things, and they have all kinds of text designs and graphics and things like that. You can import your graphics totally free, very easy to use, and you can actually save it as a PDF and send it to the print store, or again, you can print them yourself. Now, here's some software that I actually used on a laptop that I'm kind of bringing back to life, if you will. It's called the Revo Uninstaller. There's two versions. There's a pro and there's a free version. And it works quite well. And what this will do, it will uninstall programs easily. And it's free. There's no charge unless you buy the pro version. You get a 30-day free trial of that. But it's used to get rid of programs that you don't want. It helps you uninstall software and remove unwanted programs installed on your computers easily. Even if you have a problem uninstalling and cannot uninstall from the Windows program uninstaller that's built in, you can use this app. It's much faster, and it actually supposedly removes everything, all the traces of that program. So check that out. Again, it's totally free. Here's a cool program, Expense Reports That Don't Suck. Simplified expense reporting built for accountants and loved by employees. This is, again, free. You can actually put this on your iPhone or your Android phone, free app, and it's a great way to keep track of your expenses, and you can also put it on your computer, so check that out. It's real easy. It works real nice. It's called Expense Management Made Easy, the best way to track and organize all of life's experiences at the home or on the go, all for free. So your mobile app features free mobile apps for iOS, Android, Blackberries, and Windows Phone. Never lose a receipt again. Unlimited receipt uploads and storage. Organize everything with custom categories, tags, and comments. So check this out. It's cool stuff. A lot of free stuff today on the Gadget Professor. Now, this one, it's called ComWin. And it's a free antivirus software, and it's great for Windows 7, Windows 8, Vista, all that, but it has very high detection rates for viruses and spyware. It has an automatic scanning scheduler. It automatically downloads to keep your virus database updated, if you will, and it's a standalone virus scanner. You have a right-click menu integration into Microsoft Windows Explorer. So if you have a file you're not sure whether it's a virus or not, you right-click on it, and this software will automatically scan it. And it's also an add-in to Microsoft Outlook to remove virus-infected email attachments automatically. And what's neat about this is supposedly you can actually use this with your current software. Most of these virus programs, you only can have one antivirus software program on your machine. Some people have two and three. Don't do that. It won't work properly. They will all interact with each other in a negative fashion. So you only want one. The other thing that you can have in addition to your virus program is malware bytes, which is different than a virus. Malware is different, so you can run those simultaneously. On my machines, I run, quite frankly, the Microsoft Security Essentials, which is an antivirus program put out by Microsoft, totally free, works well. And I also run Malwarebytes, which is, again, totally free, and that also works well. And now you can try this ComWin and put that on. And as I said, it's somewhat confusing. This program will allow you to run it simultaneously and give you another layer of antivirus protection. So check that out and see if you like it. And last but not least, another free piece of software, John's Background Switcher. I don't know John, but this dude, he can't stand regular background, so he came up with a free piece of software that allows you to make some really nice, cool, professional-looking backgrounds. And you can put individual pictures on your computers. You can direct it to folders containing pictures, such as my pictures and everything in the folder. It will alternate. Flickr photo sharing, selecting pictures by person tags. Sets are just plain random. You never know what you're going to get next. Facebook's. Your friends and photos on your desktop, Instagram photos are the most awesome photo app out there, Vlad Studio wallpapers, choose from the coolest wallpapers, 500 px pixels, the best high quality site on the web, any RSS feed if you want to do that, And it goes on and on and on and on. Dropbox, Last FM, PixPlay, Picasso, Smug Mug. Definitely you want to check this out. It's the quality's impeccable. It's very high quality, and it's totally free. And now, folks, for the gadgets of the day. We have two gadgets today, and we'll go to camera two. And these are things that I think are pretty practical for your house. So this is the first one, and this is the LED retrofit light kit. And it's mercury-free. It will save you 80% on your energy, and it has a beautiful bright white light, which is 3,000 degrees Kelvin temperature, which gives you a very nice light. Now, the actual wattage on this is, let's go back to camera one here, and the actual light output of this is 1,200 lumens. That's a lot of lumens for a small little LED light, and it only takes up 23 watts. So from 23 watts, you're essentially getting 1,200 lumens, which is pretty phenomenal in terms of cost savings. So this is what it looks like, and it's called the Luminous LED Retrofit Kit. So let's take a look at this, and let's see how this works. So obviously, if you have what's called PAR bulbs in your house, and you'll know you have them because you'll see this type of fixture in the ceiling, and this is just a cover. So what this does is it will take the light bulb, you have that PAR reflector light bulb up in your kitchen or your bathroom. Actually, I'm going to use this in my shower. I've used one of these kits in one of the bathrooms, and very pleased with it. So I had one of these PAR bulbs that was hot, burned out all the time, and one of them took a while to light up, and I have another one where it just doesn't give me much light. And I have another one actually where the bulb was burnt out. So what I'm going to do is get these kits, and this is what happens. It's very clever. We'll open this up. And there's basically just, you get the instructions, as we all know, you know those. If it doesn't work the first time, read the instructions. But I didn't need to read the instructions for this. It's quite simple, but the instructions are quite easy. They give you a pictorial in here as to exactly what to do. You don't need to be an electrician, but let me just show you how this works. This is all one piece, obviously, and this is just a piece of foam, if you will, that makes it waterproof, so that will give you a seal and allow you to use this in a bathroom or even outside. It doesn't have to be indoors. And it's very easy. Inside here are the LED lights. You don't see them, you don't touch them, you can't get at them, which is a good thing. And then they have a little plug here. The genius of this is this little piece here. So essentially what you're going to do is unscrew that light bulb, which you know how to do that, and in its place you're going to screw this in the socket. And what they've done is very cleverly given you basically a socket. So what you're going to do is this is going to screw into the light bulb. Now you're going to connect these two together. It actually locks in place. So this is what you're left with. Very simple. And this now will replace your old dome. And there's a little spring, two spring tension clips here. One goes on one side and one goes on the other side. And you just basically bend these and they flex. And just push this whole thing up and bingo, you're done. And you will be very happy with the light. You will save energy, and you will never have to replace it. You're done. And as I said, it's 3,000 degrees Kelvin temperature, so you get a very clean, nice, white light. So check that out, and if you need to know where to get those, you actually can get them at Amazon, and they sell for $28.79, and it's available on Prime. Or you can go to Costco, which is where I actually got mine, and I think it was $21. It was actually cheaper there. Yeah, $21.99. So it was cheaper at Costco if you happen to have one. But they're very good and very easy to put together. So the second device that we have today, which is something that I needed desperately because I use these things all the time, and it's down here, folks, is the LED. We'll put this right here and get a close-up of that on camera too if we can, Mike. Yeah. So this is the Snap-on Work Light LED, and you can see the small little LED lights there. And this is cool to the touch. It never gets hot. It has extremely low power consumption, long-lasting, super bright LED bulbs, and they're sealed off so you can't get at them. And in the back, they have an on and off switch. You can see that right there, your on and off switch. This is very well made. It will articulate to wherever you want it to go. It has a little stand. There's two pieces here. You can screw this in. When you get it, there's little nuts there and a screwdriver, and away you go. It works real well. It's very light, which is what I like about it. And the cool thing about this particular unit is how much light it puts out. It's real bright. And it's 120 volts, and it says the wattage is 30 watts. That's how much it actually takes up. But in terms of lumens, they don't actually say. Let me see here. I'm looking on the internet. It doesn't give me a lumen count, but I'm going to turn this on, and it's going to be real bright. So let's check it out here. I don't know if you can see, but I'll bounce it off the ceiling. It's quite bright and very light, and the on and off switch is very simple to use. I highly recommend these. I had one that was a halogen bulb, those two bulbs, and they work great too, but I gotta tell you, I was in the bathroom doing some painting, which is my most unfavorite thing, and I had one of those halogen bulbs in there, and whew, man, that must have been 25 degrees hotter, and not only is it hotter, you touch that thing, your finger will melt. So those bulbs burn out all the time if you bump them. They're just a pain in the neck, so I dropped mine over, I kicked it, it fell over, the bulb smashed, and I'm sick of that thing. So I was going to replace the bulb, and I saw this, and I said, you know what, this is the way to go. LEDs are light, cheap, and once again, you can pick this up on Amazon for about $58. They're about $35, again, at Costco. I had a run on Costco that day, but for that kind of money, they're well worth it. And again, you'll never replace the bulb, you won't burn your fingers, and what I like about it is there's no heat. Now, I'll give you a quick tip. What I also found out is if you have a webcam or a little studio in your house, or you do photography, that does a great job. This does a great job of adding some extra light. You can just put this on the floor and aim it up, or put it on top of something and aim it down, and there's no heat, and it's quite bright, so that might be an additive for you if you're taking family movies or things, just to put this on. And again, the kids won't get burned if they touch it, and there's no way you can get at the electricity because it's quite well sealed. So those are my two gadgets today, and next week we have a great interesting episode that I'm planning. I won't tell you too much about it, but one thing I am going to tell you, I am going to cover do a brief synopsis of some glues and epoxies that I had some experience with this week, and it's a funny story. I think you'll find it interesting. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday evening. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.